Amazing Blue Nation, it's Tom Brady. I co-founded Autograph with one mission in mind: change the fan experience for the better. That's why I'm excited to announce the release of a new app that recognizes the biggest Michigan fans. The Autograph Fandom app gives you access to the best Michigan content, fan challenges, and exclusive rewards for diehard Wolverines, all for doing the things you already do, like listening to this podcast. Head over to the Apple App Store and search for Autograph Rewarding Fans and download today.
Hey, just like my good buddy Tom Brady just said, download the app Autograph Rewarding Fans. Use my code MFRANT and start getting rewarded today. All right, go Blue. Hey, hey, Michigan Maniacs. This is the Michigan Football Rant and I am your host, Adam Brewer. This is the reaction episode, Maryland. what a mess this was, right? We might as well get into it. Wow. I mean, I know Michigan had a lot going against it before this game. I mean, Michigan takes the L with the Big Ten. Harbaugh accepts the consequences, takes the 3-game suspension. They fire their linebackers coach, the whole deal. All of this happens, and once again, a day or two before we play a fucking game. Wow. Shocker. You know, you're hoping that they can focus. You're hoping that they can get past it, especially when you're going to play Maryland, even though they have gone on in the last 4 games, I think, or 5 games, they were 1-4. Without the distractions, I think we can play a much better game, but still no excuse. They need, you know, they're grown men. They're getting paid to do a job now, so they need to focus, right? I don't know. It was just very frustrating. Very frustrating. And this is always my least favorite game of the season. I was looking it up, and Harbaugh's just hit, since 2015. We've been in some very close games coming up to play Ohio State, right? And we've even lost one of them against Wisconsin. I mean, you know, you play Illinois last year really close, barely win that one. We barely win this one. We lose Wisconsin in 2017. We barely beat Penn State in 2015. And then Indiana gave us a few scares in 2016, 18, and 2019. I think the 2016 one, I think that was the year was in the snow or whatever. I think I could probably be wrong on that one, but I think that was the one in the snow that we had to come back and win. So yeah, it's been just frustrating. The game before Ohio State always frustrates me. Not a great, I mean, let's get into it. Like do we see any real bright spots from the offense? I'll say we saw a few. Samaj Morgan, thank God for that young man. When Loveland had the chance and the ball was thrown to him, he actually made some plays. JJ played with, I mean, actually it was kind of, it goes to show you how athletic JJ is, that he can throw the ball even when his head is firmly up his own butt. It really is. It's a testament to how athletic the kid is, because most people can't even do it with their head on the outside of their butt, but he's able to fit the whole helmet and his head inside of his own butt and still be able to throw for 141 yards, no touchdowns and an interception, which was it an interception? Yeah, interception. Yeah, that's right. It was one of the tide-turning moments. A real Cade McNamara day, I like to call it. You know, 144 or 141, no touchdowns and an interception. If that doesn't scream Cade McNamara, I don't know what does. So, JJ doing his best Cade McNamara impression. Samaj really carrying us. Thank God for Blake Corum. So let's just talk. Let's also cover this. I think I'm going to say, so let's just talk about this plenty tonight, because it just seems to be my catchphrase right now because I'm annoyed. What, I mean, Carson Barnhart, pure trash or trash adjacent or blind man with a service dog? Which would you prefer to call him from here on out? I know one of my fans and one of the guys that I really like, Stu, says he isn't a tackle. I understand he's not a tackle. He is, his true position is guard. But if you're 11 games into a season, you should have some techniques to be able to stop a speed rush from the outside. And everyone is an All-American when you play Carson Barnhart in the last 2 weeks. I mean, I went back and I rewatched the game tonight. It was amazing that JJ got any, he did any impression. I mean, it was close. JJ was close. A few more pressures. JJ would have been doing his best Joe Milton impersonation if it was up to Carson Barnhart. Thank God JJ was able to do the minimum just to look like Cade McNamara. Carson Barnhart, if this is what you're going to do against Ohio State, please fake an illness. Please fake an injury. Just don't play. I'd much rather have you not play than do this against Ohio State. Please. Is there any way? I think Jalen Mayfield still has some years of eligibility left. Does Ryan Hayes? Does, I don't know. Can John Runyon Jr.? Hell, I'll take John Runyon Sr. Can he come back and play tackle for us? Anything has got to be better than what Carson Barnhart's doing. My God, what a disgrace. He should refund whatever NIL money he's been given this year. He really, that's how bad these last two games have been. That's how bad they've been. And I mean, he wasn't great against Purdue either. So the last three games of the season, it's an embarrassment what Carson Barnhart has been doing out there. And they're not giving him any, they're not helping him, they're not doing anything. So please, Barnhart, if you care about, if you really care about us winning and maybe having a chance to beat Ohio State and go into the playoff in the Big Ten championship, please fake an illness. Please hurt yourself. Like, not bad. I don't want you to end a career or nothing. You know, twist an ankle or something. Just, and then play it up. You're young. They'll believe that you don't have heart. That's what young kids nowadays have. They don't have heart. They're not tough. They don't tough through injuries. Just say that you're tough. Just to say that you're hurt or whatever. And please, for the love of God, don't play next week. You stink out loud right now. Please stop. Please stop. Ugh. It hurts. It hurts a man's soul to watch you just get abused out there. It really does. It's like, man, if it almost feels like when I watch Joe Biden do anything as like in a speech or something, he just wanders about, because it feels like it's elder abuse. It feels like we're really putting an old man up there and we're just abusing him because he shouldn't be doing that anymore. He should just be relaxing at home. And that's the same thing I think about when I think of Carson Barnhart trying to block anybody. I think he should just be at home, sitting there, just thinking about the better days when he was a guard instead of this tackle thing he's trying to do. Awful, just awful. But hey, thank God our defense showed up in the first quarter and in the fourth quarter. You know, that middle section was kind of ugly. I mean, really ugly, actually. The short passing game, we act as if we've never seen it before. Junior Colson definitely doesn't understand what a crossing route is. Had shades of Brandon Graham, or not Brandon Graham. Brandon Watson, the Ohio State crossing route fiasco of 2018 or 2017. I think it was 2018. You know what I mean? It was embarrassing. He didn't know what he was doing out there. This was one of the worst games I've seen Colson Loveland play. And he's had a few stinkers this season, but definitely not great. Thank God our defensive line decided to show up. Kenneth Grant is the man. This was the first time I've ever said a mean word about Mason Graham. Kenneth Grant. If I said Kenneth Graham, I'm sorry, Kenneth Grant. He deserves all the respect. Sorry, Kenneth Grant and Mason Graham. This is the first time I've ever cursed out loud when I saw Mason Graham do anything. And that late hit on Tua, or Tua's little brother, we just had a stretch of bad mental farts by our, you know, brain farts by our team that really just kept Maryland in it. JJ with two back-to-back really bad-looking passes, one finally getting picked off, right? I don't know, trying to play hero ball. That was just ugly. I mean, we're just moving the ball quick. Boom, 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 boom. I mean, we go up 30-10 at halftime. That changes things, I think, you know, and then they get the ball on the start of the second half. We hold them on a third down, but flag because Mason Graham has to go ahead and carry out that hit on to his little brother. And that continues the drive in which they go down and they score, giving them even more confidence. And then our offense goes out and plays scared. They coach scared. I heard somebody say that this is the Big Ten version of Bowling Green. The only thing that's the common link in that is our head coach, Sherrone Moore. I mean, please, please, dear God in heaven, can we just use Kirk Campbell as maybe a partial play caller, something? Because in the first couple games where he helped with the play calling, I thought we had a much more diverse passing game. We looked more fluid out there in the pass game. Just in the whole offense, I think we looked better. Now, granted, we weren't playing anybody great. So, yeah, that could be the level of the competition we were playing. I get it. But still, I think Sherrone Moore, what scares me is that I think when he gets nervous, he goes right to what he knows, and that's run the ball. Run the ball, run the ball, run the ball, run the ball. And as you noticed, that can only work for 1 week. Because you saw today, Maryland's linebackers and safeties were crashing down hard and was not going to allow us to get dick in the second and third quarter, even going into the fourth. I mean, it was pitiful how bad our offense became after that first quarter. Actually the first half. The first quarter we looked good. Second quarter we looked good until JJ threw that interception. And then we just kind of packed it in and said, we're just going to do nothing. We're going to play scared. We're going to coach scared. We called offense like there's the preventative offense. You know how everybody says, don't go into the prevent defense because it prevents you from winning? Well, that's what we did in offense today. We said, you know what? Fuck it. We're going to do everything we every bland, boring play we can, and we're going to try and lose this game because we're so scared to make a mistake, or we don't want to tip our hat for next week of Ohio might see something that we've been working on forever. How about we just beat the team we're playing before we start worrying about Ohio, right? Now, granted, I still think we can beat Ohio because we were able to get after Tua's little brother today, and Talia is one of the best quarterbacks in the Big Ten, right? He definitely outplayed JJ today. Granted, see, that's hard to say, right? Because he had, what, two interceptions? He had two safeties. You know what I mean? He got sacked and fumbled. I mean, so Maryland did what Maryland has done in this stretch of really bad losses for them. Like I said, I think they gave up the ball 12 times over five games. So they did exactly what they normally do. But when Tua was locked, or when Talia was locked in, I think he played better than JJ. I know it's crazy. It's a weird statement to make. I understand. And even I'm, part of me is like, shut up. That's just dumb. I understand. I totally get it. But I guess I'm just disgusted with how I saw the offense play today. And I haven't been that way all season long with them. Even in the Bowling Green game, I didn't feel disgusted with them. I didn't understand why JJ was pressing so hard in the Bowling Green game, right? But this was deflating. I mean, I really lost a lot of faith in what our offense can do, and I'm just And actually, you know, Penn State should watch this game and they should fire James Franklin. Because if Sharon Moore can turtle the way he did, shove his head into his shell and only call what he knows is run plays. I don't know, man. Maybe this is just me being nervous about playing having to watch them play Florida State. I'm watching TV right now. Sorry. Watching them play Ohio next week. I don't know, but I was kind of encouraged because Talia is better. Like, our defense is really good. It's still really good. And they got after Talia, and he can run and move. McCord can't. McCord got banged up again in this game, so he's going to be sore and slow, right? So I love the fact that we have McCord next week. I think that's really the only key to us winning this game. I mean, because obviously you slow down the quarterback, you win the game, or you can. We'll get into that next week. Or in a couple days, actually. Wow, couple days, man. I just don't know. I was really disgusted with this offense tonight. Really disgusted. But then, you know, I'm trying to find a silver lining here. And the only thing I can come up with is the trap game. With how good Maryland is offensively, right? And how aggressive they were on defense. And then with all the Harbaugh stuff, just created a mixture of a really bad game for us, right? And then you have the MILF hunter, Josh Gattis himself up there calling plays. And let's face it, he knows. I mean, he was with Michigan for quite a while. He understands he knows most of these players, especially on defense. So he's got to know their shortcomings. So this is actually, you know, the more I think about it, it's probably the best time to have a shit game like this. It really is, because it wakes us up to the passing defense that we really need to be aware of. The MILF hunter himself knew how to attack us. So he created an opportunity for us to look at film to say, oh, look, this is where we are deficient. Look how they attacked us here. Look how they attacked us here. Thank God we were able to beat the MILF hunter and his boys. So this way we can shore up the defense by the time we play Ohio next week. I think that's a positive. You know, I like that part of it. I didn't like watching it because I hate watching us play like shit, especially on offense, when it's been so fun watching us play on offense for 10 out of 11 games, right? Maybe 9 out of 11, but still really fun to watch. So I hope Sharon grows from this. I hope Sharon notices that when he gets nervous, he turtles inward and he does running only, you know. I hope that makes him aware. I hope he uses or utilizes Kurt Campbell somehow. I really think he's a bright football mind, so I'd love to watch and see what he can do against Ohio. I hope JJ got his impressions done and out, and he's ready to go back to being JJ of Michigan State. I loved what he was doing against Michigan State this year. I would love to see that again. You know, I love to see him throwing the ball ahead of the, he's captain shoulder, he's captain back shoulder pass. You know what I mean? Captain back shoulder over here throwing. I mean, what was that pass to Cornelius Johnson? I mean, seriously, what the fuck was that? And that was like one of the only times he had even time to throw the ball, because the dumpster fire that we know as Carson Barnhart must have tripped the defensive end, or he did something, maybe lulled him to sleep with how slow he is. I don't know what, but we wasted that opportunity. So, you know, I'm hoping for a much better situation in this one. It makes me nervous because all season long, I wasn't nervous to play Ohio. And let's say I was at a confidence level of 9. I'm at like a 6 or a 7 right now. Maybe that's just because it's still fresh and I haven't really had a chance to process because this is the reaction episode. It's not the well thought out episode, right? And probably most of the guys that listen to the show and hate it will say, well, you've never been well thought out. Point taken. But still, I mean, this was just awful. This was awful offensively. I mean, like I said, we had a few bright spots offensively. I mean, Samaj Morgan and Corum for sure. I mean, tying Haskins today with the most of a single season touchdown record. I mean, obviously, I hope to God he has 5 touchdowns like Haskins did to close it out against Ohio. That would be fitting and wonderful and everything you can think of. That would be fantastic. I think the weather next week is supposed, or this coming up week is supposed to be very cold. And Ann Arbor might even snow on the day of the game. I like those odds. But also, Travion Henderson looking pretty damn good right now. Still, I'm not going to get into Ohio. Let's just end this one here. I don't know, man. This was disgusting offensively. I hated it. And I also do think holding out Roman Wilson, I think that was a huge loss for us. I mean, obviously it was precautionary, right? But he was wide open. He was 34 yard gain before he got speared or, you know, whatever, targeted. So I think, you know, they keep him in the game. He probably has a few of those big open pass plays and we probably score a few games. I don't know, maybe the touchdown. Maybe we get that touchdown before half. I don't know. I'm sure Roman Wilson would have had a way of touching the game that would have been a much better fit or a much better result. You know, well, we won, but you know what I mean. So we didn't look like shit. Yeah. I mean, our defense looked good when it counted the first and then to close it out. I mean, the pressure, the stunts, everything that you could want. And you're going to go up against Kyle McCord, who cannot move. And our defensive line looks the way it does. I just hope our linebackers Junior Colson has a much better game next week. But that's it. That's really about it. We got out of a real stinker today by the hair of our chinny chin chin. That we barely got out of this one. Thank God. Let's move on. Let's forget about it. And let's get ready for Ohio, man. This week, all the beans, everything you can think of. Oh, my God. Next week, I'm getting excited. I'm getting excited, guys. I don't know about you, but holy crap. It's all coming down to a game of the century once again. It is great. It really is great to be a Michigan Wolverine. I love it. I was right about, let's just close out with the scores and my stars of the game. I got one of them right. I said Mikey Samerstill, JJ, and Edwards. JJ and Edward Donovan, they did all right. JJ didn't. Like I said, JJ, a.k.a. Joe Milton / Cade McNamara. But Mikey had a fantastic day. 2 interceptions. I mean, coming up with the big play when we needed it, when we absolutely needed a stop. He did it for us, and it was fantastic. So I said we were going to win 47-7. I thought I was, man, I'm telling you, we're moving down for that touchdown at the second to end the half. And I'm thinking, oh, we're going to go up 30-10. Man, my score is looking real good right now. And then we did this. So, oh, well. Like I said, it's great to be a Michigan Wolverine. And always and forever, guys, go blue.